So recently, some of the pastors got together with our district superintendent, and our district superintendent was telling us the game has changed. He told us, we don't live in a Christian world anymore. We can't be battling and competing against other churches. We have to be about building the kingdom. It's not about building your church anymore. You can't do that. And of course, a lot of us, you know, sit there thinking, well, easier said than done. We still have to be able to pay the bills. But, you know, there have been moments in our history which we forgot that it was about building the kingdom rather than building our church. But the missions part of the church has always remembered that. The missions part of the church has always been about building the kingdom first. So our church is trying to follow that example and that vision to think beyond themselves. And I think, and I believe, and I even see signs that we are going to break down denominational walls in the next months, years here at this area. Because you know what? That's the only way this battle is going to be won. And we do ultimately know who the victor is, but we need to band together, and Christians need to unite. And the missions of the church is what inspires me to be about that. You know, our mission statement, our vision statement for the next 6 years or so is to reach broken people for Christ. In the current year, we've been talking about developing a heart for the hurting, which is not about this church. It's about reaching this community, finding people in the darkness who need the light. But this is what we are about. You know, we've been learning about this great story and how we are part of it the last couple of weeks. We've talked about how we need to move from being a victim to become a warrior for God. Because it's so easy. I mean, we are all victims, but we are so tempted to stay the victim rather than be a warrior. 1 Timothy 6:12 talks about fighting the good fight of faith. How do we fight? How do we battle? Well, one of the ways, it's one of the ways that people are most sensitive about. But one of the ways that we battle is with our money. It's not the only way. Certainly there are powerful prayers that could be said. There are just projects to dig into the community and help people physically. But yet we can't deny that there is a way to fight the battle with money. And this church, as you've been hearing, supports agencies and causes and people in the trenches for Jesus. You can look at it this way. There are basically two branches of finances, two branches of giving in the Wesleyan Church. First of all, we have the general budget. This is the branch where you give your normal offerings to. They go to things like salaries, programs, lights, heat, supplies, etc. While these are not specifically labeled missions, they do fund a number of things that are mission-related. I mean, we do projects throughout the year. In fact, this Easter festival coming up this Saturday is one of them. We've served in the community on community days in the spring and the summer where we go out and do projects. Our newest program is called Open Jam, which we were just doing that last Friday night to try to get it out in the community to reach broken people. So even our general budget goes to things like heating, electricity, even for our loaves and fishes downstairs. We provide that for them. I would even say that the gifts that we give to guests that come through our doors are part of our missions in some way or another. They reach and touch people's lives. And so we've just, our tireless secretary has been working so hard this week, and we actually have a new gift that we're going to be giving out to guests starting today. But because we care about you as well, and we want you to know that this is true for you as well, Janelle's prepared to give each family one of these after the service today. And you can pick one up and just check the name off the box or whatever. And so you can, you know, they're we have new laws now in this. You know, we plastic sacks are going away, so you're going to need this when you go grocery shopping, right? So this is a way to just keep spreading the good news of Jesus and what we do. So we put, but all of the programs that we provide, we hope will impact missions in some ways. But the second branch is specifically for missions. 100% of what you give goes to missions and missions only. Okay? This is the Faith Promise branch. This is where we help finance the food and operations of Loaves and Fishes food pantry downstairs. Actually put food into hungry people's hands. Provide support to women going through pregnancy or abortion or, you know, whatever their need is at the moment. We support the radio station, FLN Radio. But we don't just stop there locally. We're giving to missionaries across the world, Guatemala, Australia, Africa, Cambodia, even places in the Far East. So how does this work? Well, this happens when you give a promise, a faith promise. When you normally give to our budget, when you put money in the offering plate, it goes to our general budget. And we consider the goal of giving to be a tithe, a 10% giving to that goal. But faith promise is different. What goes in the offering plate doesn't go to faith promise unless it's designated for faith promise. Faith promise comes through just asking God, what will you desire for me to give to missions this year? It starts with a simple prayer. Asking God what you want me to give. Because we believe not everything that you'll be given this year, even extra income, isn't all for you. We believe God has given you some of that to give to other people. And most everybody gets unexpected income at some point throughout the year. Let me give you a few examples. Birthday money, Christmas money, Christmas bonus, even things like yard sales are extra income. Tax refund, extra income. So what I tend to do personally, it's not the only way to do it, but what I tend to do is I tend to tithe off of that extra income. But you don't have to do it that way. But the main thing is to start with just asking God, what can I trust you to give me this year to give away to missions? So you have something in your bulletin all about that. You can read up more about it. It could probably explain it better than I do. There's also handouts in the back. And so after the service today, we invite you to put that sheet in that basket. Now, this is not anything that we record as far as your specific promise. We aren't going to come back to you in a letter and say you aren't fulfilling this. This just gives us an idea how to set the budget for the next year. Gives us an idea what we can accomplish for God's kingdom financially by your faith promise. Okay? It is one fantastic way to impact lives across the world. And all of it goes to missions. We are called to build the kingdom. As much as I would love to do all the wonderful things for our church, that's not just what I'm called to do. We are called to impact this community. We are called to impact the world. We're called to fight with our finances. It feels good to make a difference. So I invite you today, if you want to decide to take it home and pray about it, I applaud you for doing it. We just know that most people tend to go home and forget about it. So if you know what works best for you, do that. If you want to go home and pray about it, bring it back next week, great. If you think you'll be more likely to forget about it, it'd be best to pray through that and submit it today after service.